Yeah, so do you think if you'd come across as a bit more vulnerable and less tough, you might have stayed in longer?
Yeah, I do truly believe that. But that's not my character. I'm a very strong character. And as I've said before, because I've been through the things that I've been through, it has made me strong. And sometimes it's made me strong to the point where I can come across a bit aggressive. But I'm not aggressive. I'm just passionate about the things I do. So if I've upset anybody by how I've come across, I'm really sorry. But I'm just a real person.
Are you difficult?
No, I'm not difficult, but I do speak my mind and I say how I feel. And I think, again, that comes across as me being difficult. Like, where I found the media sort of switched on me was when I was complaining about my song choices and the way I was being dressed. But I think it was a bit hypocritical, because in the press, people were complaining that I was looking like a 40-year-old, and people were saying that I needed better song choices. So why, when I said it, I got told I was being a diva, when you lot were already saying it anyway?
What did you think of the makeover that they gave you?
I liked the very first one I had. You know, when we done the VTs, the VT shots, the video transmission shots where you see before with the Rachel Hilton, that them shots. I loved my hair then, and I was a bit slimmer then, and I think I started to get a bit lazy over that period. I just started to eat a lot, so I put on weight. But that was part of a problem I had on the X Factor too, because I didn't feel confident at times. All the other girls were slim and I was just swelling up, and when I'd started in boot camp, I was smaller and stuff.
Do you think they knew what to do with you?
I don't know, because of the type of personality that I am, I've taken on board that sometimes people just don't get me. So I think maybe there was a possibility they just didn't get me.
Do you think some of that was a class thing?
I don't think it was a class thing. I just think people just didn't get me. Even some people in the public didn't get me, and because they didn't get me, they found it easier to judge me on my past rather than my performance.
Do you think it was a race thing?
I'm not going to say that, because I don't really want to get into that, because that is, to me, to start getting into the race thing and the this thing is a bit is touching kind of shaky ground, and I don't really want to go there. But the little gun toting thing, I would like to approach that subject and let people know if I caused any offence, I'm really sorry. But I don't own a gun, I never will own a gun. And just like when you go to a rock concert and they put up the devil horns, rock out, you don't see Christians going storming the things, going, no, Christians, stop doing devil horns. So it's the same thing when we go, brah, brah, brah. That's a celebratory thing we do, just like when you go rock out or hoo, hoo, hoo. It's a celebratory thing. I didn't mean to cause any offence.
Who do you want to win, and who do you think will win?
I think Alexandra deserves to win. She's done well. I think originally I was saying Owen, but Owen had a really terrible week last week, and I have to say Alexandra. And she has no disrespect when I say this, and I mean this in the good, best kind of way. She knows how to play the game. She deserves to win.
And who do you want to win?
Alexandra. She deserves to win. She has done well.
Who do you think will win?
Diana.
Did you watch Alexandra's progress and think, I wish that was me?
Yes, I did actually, and not in a jealous way. I was actually often frustrated at the way I saw Cheryl Cole and her girls grow, and I wasn't blossoming. It's like every week I was just like deflowering every week, and it, to the point where I've even seen on internet sites that people were starting to think I couldn't actually sing, and then every week I was coming out on stage getting more frustrated, and then the songs are not coming out as well as I want them to. And it wasn't into them last 3 weeks, especially week 5 when I almost broke down on stage. That was my breaking point. I was like, how dare I was not even cussing the media, it was more at me. How can I let somebody make me feel that way? I know me, I love me, I respect me. Even if you don't, I know what I've been through. I know I'm not a junkie no more. I know I'm not a bad mom. I know I look after my kids. I know I don't leave them hungry. I know I don't take drugs. So I just had to get up there and put a smile on my face. And as I said, I left that show with a bang and my head held high. And it's just positivity from now on, and the only way is up.